"Annabelle and Charlotte," the man said.
"You can call me Lottie if you like, sir," said Lottie, stepping forward.
She stuck her hand out, smiling brightly. The man's mouth twitched as he enveloped Lottie's hand in his own. He was much too tall for his clothes. His threadbare tweed jacket came halfway up his wrists, and an inch of thick woolen sock showed at the bottom of his brown trousers.
"It's very kind of you to take us in, sir," Annabelle said.
"Eh? Oh!" The man's eyebrows shot up, and his face transformed into a gap-toothed grin. Suddenly his eyes looked more twinkly than flinty, and Annabelle let out the breath lodged in her chest.
"I'm just a gardener," the man said. "Harry's the name. Your uncle's waiting for you back at the house."
"Does Uncle Alistair have a big garden then?" Lottie said.
"You could say that." Harry picked up their trunk, nodded at the station master, and led the girls out through the gate. An immaculate motor car waited outside the station, its engine idling. It was midnight blue with a spotless white tyre attached to the side. "I folded the top down as it's a warm day," Harry said, opening the door and heaving the girl's trunk onto the passenger seat. "You two hop in the back." Annabelle's eyes widened and Lottie looked as though she would burst. They'd only been in a motor car once before. Their grandmother had told them that their uncle was a professor. Clambering in after her sister, Annabelle reflected how well-paid professors must be if Uncle Alistair could afford both a gardener and a motor car.
"You want to hold on, gets a bit bumpy," Harry said, starting off down the road.
He wasn't wrong. They raced down the narrow hedgerow lanes at lightning speed. Each hairpin bend flung the sisters against each other, and Annabelle wondered if she could survive long enough to meet her uncle. Instead of slowing down at the blind bends, Harry cranked the horn to warn oncoming cars to get out of the way. Cows, grazing on the other side of the hedges, lumbered to safety as the car hurtled past. As the wind tangled her long dark hair, Annabelle tried her best to memorise the route, but after a few turns she was thoroughly lost. The winding lanes, hedges and fields all looked exactly the same. The car slowed abruptly, and Harry pulled off the road, stopping next to a gap in a hedge. Annabelle looked around in relief, but there were no houses in sight. "Mrs. Fleming suggested I take you to see one of the sights of Little Morven before we go up to the house," Harry explained as he helped the girls out of the car.
"Who's Mrs. Fleming?" Lottie asked.
"Your uncle's housekeeper."
"That was nice of her," Lottie said.
And Annabelle thought she heard Harry mutter, "Not like her at all," before he beckoned them to follow. They walked towards the gap in the hedge and Annabelle prepared herself to look interested in whatever was in the field. Then Harry stepped aside and she saw the stones. The stones formed a ring, though not all were still standing. Annabelle's legs, wobbly from the motor car, took her across the grass until she was reaching out to touch one of the towering rocks. The size staggered her as she stared up at it. It was easily twice the height of a man. Lichen mottled the surface and clumps of moss sprouted like hair. Annabelle shivered and pulled her hand back. It was just a rock.